This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Hey, it's Friday, March 10th, and it's been 122 days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, rigged, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, and voter suppression election our country's ever had, with the worst being right here in Merrick, Corruption County. Notice the flag is still upside down because the country is in distress. It was an administrative insurrection, and they stole your sacred right to choose your representative through your vote, but nobody here in leadership seems to care. Okay, guys, here we go. So it's been 2 weeks since the exposure of the truth about Arizona. It's a huge crime scene and a cesspool of corruption, which is completely run by Sinaloa cartel. Yeah, your state's run by a bunch of cartel people, not the governor, not the legislators. So just today, I learned that it's even bigger and deeper than what I thought and what you have been told. The legislators and the AZ GOP have gone radio silent and are trying to ignore the facts that are right in front of their faces. We, the people, have been demanding the investigation since February 23rd. LD 12 pioneered the state's leadership by issuing a press release on March 2nd. Then LD 13 came in, LD 23, and then Tuesday, the EGC, MCRC. We don't spell things out. We just use initials here in Merrick, Corruption County. The Republican County Board unanimously approved a resolution. The leaders in this state are a pathetic embarrassment. Thankfully, the grassroots have stepped in to fill the void. My special guests today are the four rock stars of Legislative District 3. That's LD3, and are going to set the record straight and give you just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. Annabella Wilkinson, Brian Ferentz, KJ Kuchta, and Michelle Roglowski. It's time we all demand an investigation into Arizona immediately. Do you hear me, Wendy Rogers? Do your job, Wendy Rogers. That's it. Simple enough. Arizona has been hijacked, and you've lost your freedoms, your state, and your country. Now let's join together and take it back from these POSs. During the break, go to savemyfreedom.us and subscribe. We'll be right back.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightonStore.com.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
That's our show, Jesus Rocks, connecting current events and real history with the truth of God. And as you know, and as you see it playing out, everything you've been told your whole life is a lie, people. At least you can get the information and really understand what's going on in the country now by watching any of the episodes. We're not doing new ones, but I'm replaying them on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. But guess what? Arizona doesn't change its clocks. It rigs its elections. So we don't go ahead and change our clocks. We're going to jump over to Pacific Time. So adjust accordingly, everybody. And then it's going to be at 6:30 a.m. on Brighteon picks it up on their Sunday Faith lineup, so that it's Pacific Time. So everything's going to be Pacific Time. So now I have to spend like literally half a day tomorrow changing all the marketing materials. So thank you, Arizona. Again, state, I don't understand. I don't understand what's going on here, people. So go ahead and check those out. If you go to savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us, there's a tab on there for Jesus Rocks. Go start checking out the episodes. I'm working on a toolkit that tells you certain ones that are going to be very relative to what's been going on the past couple months. So then you'll be able to get that if you subscribe. And it's free, guys. It's free. Remember, all the Arizona stuff is free. So it's been a delay with getting our one-click email campaign to demand the investigation in Arizona, especially Wendy Rogers, who refuses to do it. She has the power, the plenary power, and the subpoena power to actually do it. So the reason why it's been delayed is because Act for America, our partner, their servers and their site has been hacked literally for the past week and a half. So they've been trying to get things around that, and then things are being shut down. So yes, this thing is huge. So all this information that you heard for the past 2 weeks during the hearing, this joint session hearing, is true, okay? The worst part about it is that your legislators and literally the whole state of Arizona doesn't want to go ahead and investigate. There was five speakers that day, five, you know? So Jackie was one that kind of left the bombshell. She was on this show last week with John Thaler, and she and Christine Reagan, episode 461, which I'm replaying that on a loop continuously because everybody needs to get that information. So we are demanding that the Arizona state legislator does their job and begin an investigation, because it's coming out more so that there is even more information, which I learned today by listening to Mike Adams' show. So yeah, it's worse than what we thought, and there's more stuff coming out. So we need to get that investigation done. So we're gonna get the one-click email campaign, hit like less than 2 minutes a day. It's gonna send the email to all of the 110 Arizona legislatures and officials, same as the one we've done before. So I encourage you to do it every single day. You can do it a couple times a day. When we do this, you're gonna tag them on social media, all the information's in that campaign. And it is very effective. So we want to get people all over the country doing it, because we have to keep them accountable and call them out. So that's a lot to shove in there. Savemyfreedom.us. Go do that. The Take Action Toolkit, which is Arizona Corruption Exposed, will finally be launched tomorrow. It is loaded with, there's like 32 videos and interviews and stuff. So it's loaded with information, links, all the documents from John Thaler, and memes that you could use, videos that you could use in order to call these sons of a bitches out and get them to do their job, so we could try to take back Arizona, because it is that far gone, everybody. All right, so my guests today, we've got Michelle Roglowski, I got Annabella Wilkinson, I've got Brian Kuchta, and we're talking LD3, and we're talking the county meeting that was just on Tuesday, which they passed a resolution that was so awesome, unanimously. So let's kick it off with the two, who was the three? Three of you guys were actually at the county meeting. So let's start with Roglowski, because this is her first time, guys. So it's like on Saturday Night Live, Everybody gets a jacket when they hit five, and you guys have all been on before a couple times. So welcome, Michelle finally has made her way to the show. So fill us in. Let's start with the county meeting that was on Tuesday.
Thank you, Michelle, for having me on. So very exciting at the county meeting. So we finally had the county step in and make a decision on what they were going to do for LD3. Because on December 6th, we filed a challenge with the MCRC and to ask them to help us take care of what's going on with LD3, which is the election challenge. And so we're very happy that finally, 2.5 months later, they were able to make a decision on that to go ahead and to have our whole entire board removed.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, hold that thought, Michelle. I screwed up. I will take full accountability for it. I made a big deal about these shows that we were going to pray before the shows, right? And Annabella and KJ was on a show, and we told you how much that is actually so effective when we were doing it at our meetings. And I even discussed it with these guys before the show, and I went right into the intro. Annabella, can you start the show correctly, please? And I apologize to everybody because I screwed up.
Father God, we just thank you for the prompting to think of you first and put you first before we do anything, Father God. We just are so grateful, Father, for the truths that have come out, the exposures that have come out this past week. We thank you for the victories that have happened inside of our legislative district, that this district is dedicated wholly to you, Heavenly Father. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we continue to send out the spirit of truth, that you send out the spirit of truth to Legislative District 3 and all of Arizona. I pray for protection over everyone on this show, Heavenly Father, a protection over the audience, Heavenly Father, and that they receive the truth in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Michelle, pick up where you left off. Sorry about that.
Okay, so the MCRC EGC board, they made a motion to go ahead and have LD3, the whole entire board, removed and allow us to have a new election so we can vote for a new board. And so right now we're waiting for the MCRC to let us know when they're going to have that meeting for us. And so we're really excited.
So let's progress, right? It's progress. But just comment real quick about how the reasons why we need to have a new election, because there's been a lot of people spreading lies since the election that was December 1st.
Sure. For our bylaws and our election rules, you're not allowed to give somebody else your ballot or proxy to turn in for you. And so what happened, some people had to leave early, and so they were giving it to someone else to turn in for them. And so that's what started the election violations, which prompted us to now have a new election.
And as everybody on this show has seen before, when we were exposing the information about the proxies, where they have the proxy parties, they have the proxy Nazi, and then they fill them out and leave them blank, which is against what the proxy's about. So of course you have all these paper PCs that just magically show up when it's time to vote, but they're just like phantoms, kind of like phantom voters, right? And now there's not only phantom voters, there's phantom donors. So Brian, you were at the meeting, so comment and fill everybody in from your side of things.
Sure, and did you want me to talk mostly about LD3 first, or about the other resolution about the investigation?
Let's stick with Mayor Corruption County just for a little bit here, so you guys can get each your say in, and then we'll switch it to LD3, and then we'll go back and forth.
Okay. So there was a unanimous resolution. Tell me if I'm starting off on the right track. That the EGC passed. So that's all the LD chairs in Maricopa County and the 10 board members which were elected for Maricopa County. They passed a motion, the title of it's calling for a forensic investigation by the state legislature and attorney general of allegations during the Arizona Senate elections and House Municipal Oversight and Elections Joint Committee hearing on February 23rd. So it's posted on the Maricopa.gov website, or sorry, Maricopa.org, MaricopaGOP.org, under news. And you can read all the details of that resolution there. But the LD chair that proposed it, his point was, you know, these allegations have been made. We need to investigate it. If for some reason they're false, we still need to investigate it to determine if they're false or not, and then hold, you know, who's ever making those false allegations accountable. But we need to actually do an investigation to determine that. And if they're true, you know, then we have big problems, but we need to find out. So the last paragraph said, therefore, let it be resolved. The EGC, the Executive Guidance Committee of Maricopa County, call for an immediate forensic investigation by the state legislature using their plenary power pursuant to ARS 41-1151 with an oversight delegate picked by MCRC and the Attorney General's office of the allegations brought forth by the witness, Jacqueline Brager, doing her testimony at the aforementioned hearing. So that's the key part of it. Basically that all of the Maricopa County chairs and the board is aligned that we need to investigate, and this cannot be swept under the rug.
So it's been a couple of days. Has anybody from the state contacted you, AZGOP, any of the candidates, any of these large grassroots groups or PACs or anybody who always asks for donations? Has anyone contacted you guys?
To my knowledge, they have not. It wasn't really sent out with a press release as I would have liked. So hopefully that's going to be happening. But hopefully that would garner some more attention. So that definitely should be done. But no, we have not been contacted unless, you know, they've contacted the chair or the first vice chair without my knowledge. But I have not been contacted or seen, you know, public contact. There is a lot on social media about asking, you know, Wendy Rogers, for example, to investigate, and everyone please contact Wendy Rogers. And I do know that Wendy Rogers is speaking again at an election integrity event, I believe, next week. So hopefully that will be brought up and discussed.
Yeah, for somebody who raised $3.3 million since 2020 running on election integrity when there's no such thing as election integrity. It's only election fraud prevention. And I would like to know if she's read the EPMs and if she's read the county manuals and if she's ever worked in election, and then she can start trying to solve the issues. So with that being said, KJ, what do you want to comment on the county meeting on Tuesday?
Sorry about that. I need to turn my phone, my microphone
off.
Don't worry about it. You know, I was happy to see it was passed unanimously by all of the voters of EGCR. And I think that sends a pretty powerful message because they represent, you know, all the registered Republicans in Maricopa County. I'm understanding there's also some other LD chairs outside of Maricopa County that are also looking to voice similar support. So hopefully our state legislature will get the message that they just can't sweep this under the rug. We need to deal with it instead of trying to point fingers and find fault with, you know, witnesses and suppress First Amendment rights and some of the other things.
Well, and then also,
yeah, and I mean, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but wanted to really quickly explain. EGC is the Executive Governments Committee, and these are all the legislative district chairs all throughout Maricopa County's Republican Party. And so if you're a voter out there and you're watching this show, just know that you have Republicans on the inside that are actually for election integrity. We do want this to be reviewed and investigated. And so that's what that resolution was for, is to ask for our state legislature to step in and do an investigation based on the allegations.
Right. And the purpose of the committee is to investigate. That's just what they do. They hear things and they're supposed to investigate. And then also they keep focusing on the last testimony, which was Jacqueline Brager, because it was the most explosive, where all of a sudden the real dirt got out about the corruption in our entire state, the racketeering, the bribery, and the election fraud. And some of their colleagues were mentioned, and a lot of people like the governor and the executive branch were mentioned. So I just want to give you guys a heads up. There's a whole lot more coming, and there's a lot of people that have actually been digging and getting information and have been involved with this for a while that I'm learning about today. So we're going to make sure that everybody is going to be providing all that information to you. Might as well get the investigation started, because it's going to get a hell of a lot worse. All right. So You guys want to stay on merit corruption? Do you want to on the Tuesday meeting and share whatever else happened? Because I heard there was some drama in the parking lots, and there was some censorship going on, which is long overdue. So let's go back to Brian.
Sure. So there was two other resolutions. Well, not two other resolutions, but there was one other resolution which was passed, which I'll mention. But it's sort of related to the vote that I think was previously mentioned by Michelle, that the entire executive guidance committee voted yes, that LD3 should have a new election. That was based on the legal opinion of their counsel, a large amount of information and facts, including emails and regarding the challenge, the proxy fraud and the election fraud that happened. But the other resolution which was passed was a censure of the LD3 chair, Candace Zarni. And I just want to hit on a couple key points of that. It was very factual based, very based on the bylaws and rules violation. It is also posted on MaricopaGOP.org/news, so you can go and read it. But the points I wanted to touch on are, one, that on Thursday, February 9th, the county chair delivered to Candace through the first vice chair a letter stating that the ballots, credentials, and proxy documents from the Legislative District 3 December 1st election be turned over into the custody of the county to perform an audit and canvass. So that was refused, and the documents have still not been turned over. And then after that, Candace, on her sole authority, ejected the first vice chair and also a member at large who were there as the chair's legal representatives. And why that's a big problem is, first of all, that violates precedent. The former chair, Mickey Nyland, would go to any LD meeting she wanted. So would, you know, Michael Joyner, Nancy Radowski. Any LD meeting they wanted, they would go and attend, and they didn't take no for an answer. But here's the reason why that's problematic, because it says in both the LD3 bylaws and the county bylaws that the chairman shall cooperate with the county chairman. It says cooperate with the MCRC chairman and then cooperate with the Maricopa County Republican Committee chairman. So that's another example of a direct violation of both the LD3 and the county bylaws. And there's just so many more. I would suggest people go to MaricopaGOP.org/news and just review those multiple violations of the bylaws and the rules, which is why Candace was censured. And at the end of that censure, it says, therefore, the Maricopa County Republican Committee Executive Guidance Committee formally censures Candace Zarni and demands her immediate resignation as Legislative District 3 chair.
What happens when you don't follow the rules, people? Robert's rules. We've experienced that a lot for a while now, and like high speed over the past couple of months. Michelle, what else do you want to add about the meeting? Michelle, I think she's froze. There she is. You're on mute, my friend. All right, we'll let her figure that out. She's still on mute.
Hey, and, Michelle,
go to KJ.
One thing that I would like to point out is I'm hearing that it's not just our little LD and Maricopa County. We're hearing this. We're hearing these types of things that are happening all across the United States to grassroots conservatives. And now I understand it's not happening alone. And I think it's just fascinating that we know the Democratic Party operatives speak to one another and coordinate. And obviously now we're starting to see evidence of the establishment doing the same thing in other places. So take heart for anybody that is got these things. We need to start praying. We need to stand up, start taking back the Republican Party. So that's the only thing I'd like to say. I think that was indicative because it was standing room only at the MCRC meeting on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's time everybody gets involved, really start to show up, whether it's digitally or in person, because like KJ said, it's happening all over. Michelle, are you going to take yourself up mute so you can make a comment? Because she was at the meeting. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Computer issues. So it's amazing to finally see truth and justice prevail after all this time. You know, we worked effortlessly, tirelessly to get this taken care of, and I'm so glad that we finally have some resolution to our problems. And then that way we can get this behind us, and then we can move forward so we can win in 2024.
Now, Annabelle, you weren't there, but comment based on the show that we did and how a prayer has actually worked with getting some victories here.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this in your show previously. We can't fight this war carnally. We can't do this in the flesh. It really is, you know, the spirit of Jezebel, spirit of Leviathan. It's the Antichrist spirit, really, guys, that has come and has been unleashed on the world right now. The only way to combat that is to pray. Pray in the spirit, listening to the Lord about what the strategies are. And, you know, as long as we're opening our ears and our spiritual ears to listen, he's talking. He's wanting to tell us what to do. He loves us. He loves the world. And so he loves the children, and it's what we're fighting for in this legislative district. I really feel like LD3 is going to be the head. We're going to be the forefront of this battle in Arizona. A lot of us here in Legislative District 3, I mean, we are the lead, literally, in getting all of this stuff exposed and winning. And I mean, this is unprecedented. The fact is that we made history. We really did in this case. I mean, this happened once before in Legislative District 15 with the Rhino Slayers. And one person in particular that was a part of that and that started that fire there in LD15, and it just kind of spread, and it's going to continue to spread.
There you go.
God. Yeah. Somebody, MR, that was a part of that. And so that's going to continue here. You know, it's actually really funny because the day of Nancy Ordowski's speech, you know, Michelle Reglaski was, you know, she had some personal things that she had to attend to. And so for a period of time, she was off the battlefield. And the day that she came back, she was actually wearing a Rhino Slayers t-shirt, and Nancy Ordowski gets up there and says, "And they're the Rhino Slayers." And she's like, "What? What did I do? I didn't do anything." Yeah. And if you know Michelle Reglaski, she's the sweetest thing ever. She's a fighter. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with her. But, you know, she's the sweetest thing ever. And so she's like, "What did I do?" So we had to kind of catch her up on what was going on in LD3. I really feel like we are at the battle. We're there, you guys. I mean, as far as Legislative District 3 goes, we're going to put a fantastic slate together. We're going to do what God is asking us to do, and that's to put godly, reverent leaders in charge. There is no middle ground. There is no in between. So,
and we'll pick that up when we come back from the break, because it's the most important thing. And as I said before, and as KJ and Annabella, when they were on our episode, it's worked when we actually started doing things a different way. So we'll be right back after the break.
True is what we are to the stars and the stripes. In one nation under God, where the bald eagle flies, in memory of our founding fathers, where we stand in solidarity, wearing freedom proud, believing we will endure in our most beloved nation. The home of the brave, the land of the free, is where we shall be. The flag shirt, where freedom reigns.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60%. And the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
All right, so you saw some of those awesome commercials there. So there's some great products. When we try to, on our marketplace that we put together, a lot of those are Patriots, Patriot-owned companies, and also small business owners, because we want to support those, right? We want to get rid of, you can't fuel the beast anymore, right? Because they're the ones that are coming after us, the censorship. I was told, listen today to Pete Santilli, said they hired 5,000 more IRS agents. And I say IRS agents, you know, the ones that are armed. So yes, they're going to come after you and they're not there to get your money. They're going to take care of that when they collapse the banking system, which today, just in case you didn't hear, the second largest bank failure was today, the Silicon Valley Bank. They're the 16th largest bank in the country. And you're talking hundreds of millions, billions of dollars, billions of dollars. So we're all going to feel it. And they're downplaying it right now, but it's a much bigger deal. But in the meantime, go check out the marketplace. And it's on the savemyfreedom.us. There's a tab there for marketplace. Go check it out. Support some awesome, as I said, small businesses or patriotic companies that aren't out there to demonize you, to then destroy your life, your platforms, and even way you can donate and even give money. So you got the, and I did get the Mike Lindell 2.0 pillow, and it is actually unbelievable. It's 100 times better than the other one. The other one was retired. I don't even know where I stuck it. It's gone, and this one's really good, and you get all the discounts when you use promo code HOME. So most of the promo codes are HOME, and they're all on there. And of course, I have my shirt that I wear. Where's my shirt? Oh, look, I wore it today because it's appropriate. America 1776, that's where we are, guys, right now. So take that seriously. That's the flag shirt and promo code HOME10. Steve Stern, our buddy, our partner. So there's a whole bunch of ones that we added on there. So go check those out and support those people and get your money out of Bank of America. Can't feed the beast, right? These people are there to destroy your life. And that's the number one, the only purpose of government. And you're seeing it now. In full force. All right, so I think the only thing that I need to cover, no, we're good to go. All right, let's go back to the crew. Let's just say this out there. So the efforts of the grassroots is not for control. It's not because we want power. We have other things that we would like to be doing during the day, like working or staring at the wall, or perhaps maybe walking around the block. But when there's people that are doing nefarious and demonic and fraudulent things like you're seeing all over the country, these people have to step in to stop it. Because otherwise you literally live like in Arizona, a crime scene, a cesspool of corruption, a tyrannical society where we don't have freedom, right? Because they don't, it's lawlessness. So that's why everybody is so passionate about going in and cleaning up this mess. And it's not, like I said, it's not about power or control. It's about just following the rules and then focusing on what the real work needs to be done, which is clean up messes all over because we're a mayor of corruption county. And then also then to work towards a joint goal of, getting certain people elected, even though that we know that that's not even how it works anymore because it's a selection process. But that's a whole other show. And we've done it like 100 times. So let's focus back on what Brian wanted to talk a little bit about that, too, because it's important. So if you hear that, oh, they're trying to take over. No. It literally would rather be doing something else. But somebody has to step up and spend the time. But if more people got involved, became a precinct committeeman, or even if you didn't want to, because it doesn't take a lot of work, then everybody else wouldn't have to do all the work. So if everybody just pitched in a little bit, you wouldn't need as much time for maybe a select group, because everybody's getting involved. Because all the things that happen in the legislative districts and the counties and the state, it affects your life in every single way. I mean, COVID didn't teach you that. I don't know how to explain it any further. All right, so Brian, take it from there.
Sure.
Before Brian, Michelle, on your point, one thing, when everybody gets involved, there's accountability in the process. And that's my only statement I want to do. Just accountability is so key. When everybody's involved, then we don't see this corruption and everything going on. Sorry to interject, Brian.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, I agree, KJ. And one of the things I want to talk about is, you know, some of the talking points that you keep hearing repeated is, you know, oh, these are agitators and these are disruptors and they're causing chaos in the meeting. And it's important to think about, like, you know, why is that happening? Because most of the people on this call, we knew there was a problem 2 years ago with unfair elections and Dominion and the machine switching votes and all these fake ballots. And so what the establishment wants to do is they want to ignore that and do what they've always done, which is knock doors and do some training and, you know, things like that. And those are good things. But I've asked some, you know, establishment PCs that have come to realize what's going on and says, okay, we've had two elections in a row stolen. What good is knocking doors and training when the machines and all these fake votes are going to pour in? They're just going to steal it again. And now you have the fake Katie Hobbs vetoing everything. And we tried for 2 years to hold our legislature accountable and Doug Ducey accountable. And they didn't do anything. Ducey vetoed, you know, 10 or more election integrity bills that might have actually helped. And then we had these rhinos like Rusty Bowers, Stephen Richer, the board of supervisors. They just blocked it at every turn for 2 years. So then in LD3, you know, we go into the meetings and we said, okay, we really need to get serious. We need to find strategies that work. Otherwise, we're just going to have another election stolen. And here we have Candace Zarni getting installed. They used election fraud to install her. These establishment are cheating. They're in on it, just like what happened with the Democrats in the county. The parallels are just astonishing. And then they immediately stomp on everyone's right. They say, sit down, shut up, don't speak. You know, they violate all the rules, all the bylaws. They have no integrity, no honesty, and they're ruling everyone out of order. They're bringing in corrupt parliamentarians to make up fake rules and lie. They're even on video admitting that they lie about the rules, all to silence the First and Second Amendment rights of PCs and all their rights, all their other rights as PCs. And it's really all about election integrity. So they want to keep on just ignoring the problem, putting up solutions that don't actually solve anything. And when we want to do the opposite and actually focus and fix things and hold our legislature accountable, they lose their mind. And they're the ones screaming and yelling. You talked about outside the county meeting. There was Sue Woods of Scottsdale Studios and her husband. They were screaming and cursing at a patriot who was just standing there, you know, quietly singing. You know, he wasn't being rude or making anything mad, like insulting to them. And they just lost their mind and went full demonic. So they're projecting completely. That's what I wanted to say.
Leadership, the previous leadership, I mean, to be real, they were never held accountable, really. They really didn't do the right thing in terms of making sure that all the bylaws and the, you know, all the rules that are set in place, there was no integrity at all in any of the process in terms of leadership. And that was a really sad thing. And I'm not saying all of them, but definitely the ones that had the most influence. We fought for basically the same exact thing. Again, the microcosm of election fraud happening inside of the legislative district, inside of the Republican Party, is just being reflected out in the throughout the state in our actual elections. And so now that we have placed honest leadership, the rules are going to be followed. Law and order, that's what we want. All we're asking is that they follow the rules.
Yeah, it's really concerning that the people that were in leadership for so long at these legislative districts in the county and even the state never addressed the unbelievable amounts of election fraud. As Brian mentioned, the past two, it's actually the three because they did it in the primaries too this year. So the fact that they disregard it, like even it was after they falsely called all of the races this year, you would think that since we're involved with politics, right, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And our chair at the time, Rich, he would have actually said something. It was never mentioned at our first meeting after the election was fraudulently called. And the first newsletter he sent out was about the Fountain Hills parade. I said, this is unbelievable. So they don't, they must like the way it is because it works for them. Again, establishment and rhinos and, you know, the entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. And once you are in part of the outcomes and you like them, why would you give up the control? I mean, it just... people should just be outraged at the fact that these legislative districts and our executive boards for the county and state have done nothing or even talked about the election fraud year after year. I mean, you should be calling them the people that had those positions. And of course, the legislatures because they do nothing. Michelle, do you want to comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that we need to hold them accountable. So if we don't, it's going to keep happening again. And like what Annabella said, it did happen in LD 15. We caught them, very similar thing. And because nobody was held accountable, then we have the same issue going on with LD 3. So we are proof that we are for election integrity, and we're going to fight for it no matter how long it takes. And now that we're the largest district in the state, and so we're setting an example, and hopefully other districts and hopefully our legislators are going to follow our lead and do the same thing and fight. You can do it. You just have to stick with it and hold their feet to the fire. And now that we've done that, now we need to make sure that these guys are held accountable so it never happens again.
So is it okay to roll the video, the Candace video? Because some people are like, well, what? How bad could it be? Or what does she do? So Heather, can you roll video number one, which I labeled Czar?
I'm sorry, you're out of order.
That bird is out of order. Sit.
Hey,
members,
the rules of Congress.
And please sit.
You don't sit. I cannot proceed.
Okay.
The member is out of order and will be seated. What penalties shall be imposed by the member?
You are all out of order and remain quiet, or you will be removed. I am not acknowledging you. Sit down. Sit down. Okay. You are out of order. Sit down. Sergeant of Arms.
Hear what's going on. We're all part of it.
I don't mind that you're being.
Out of order.
Oh, yeah.
Are you all ready to proceed?
Yes, teacher.
For the
speaker.
You will remain quiet.
You will
sit. You are out of order. Sit. Can we have order, ladies?
No! God, please, no! No! No!
Call to order. Call to order.
We're safe.
Call to order. Okay. That are the Phoenix police officers. Out of order.
Okay, here we go!
You know, Michelle, Candace does have a bright future. I can see her being typecast for as a judge. She likes that gavel to say out of order. You know, it's a primetime position for her someplace. Hopefully it's not in LD3, though.
Exactly. So just so the audience knows, none of those segments or those clips that you saw were repeats. That was just And there's more, but you can only make the video so long that people won't actually watch it. So, because you don't believe it. But none of that was repeated. So, KJ, you got thrown out of the meeting. So, did you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I feel like in all seriousness, I mean, it was a very serious violation. It robbed me of my right to be there. She had no right to remove me. She didn't follow bylaws. It's suppression of the First Amendment. All I was trying to do was be recognized from the floor using Robert Rules of Orders and to amend the agenda to start that meeting. That's how basic it gets, folks, because people think that it went all downhill from there. But again, I'd take it back. It goes back to the election on November or December the 1st. And if we had addressed the proxy fraud as the board voted, the LD3 board voted, and Maricopa County had approved, we would not have wasted the 3 months. We might not have had these things that had went on. We certainly would have accepted the election results if we knew it was fair. That's what we just are asking for, a fair election.
And you didn't just want to amend the rules or the agenda for something small. What she was calling for in the rules is to not allow us to bear arms. And as Republicans, we are in support of our Second Amendment right to bear arms, especially at a Republican Party meeting. And so it wasn't a small thing that she was refusing to recognize you for. You were fighting for what our principles are, our values are, and that's to support our Second Amendment rights.
Michelle, you were called out. You almost got thrown out yourself towards the end there.
Yes. So the chairman is supposed to give a report during the district meeting on what happened at the board meeting. And so the district chair, she went ahead and she gave a report, but she didn't do that. So what I did was I made a point of order to have her do that. And that's when she had the sergeant of arms come to have me removed. So just to tell her to do her job, like, hey, you didn't do your job. And so for doing that, I was a disruptor and she wanted me out of there.
Yeah, and these are adults, people. Like, the average age is probably like 50 in the room, and they've reproduced, so it's scary, right? And so Brian, you got the microphone ripped out of your hands and you almost got thrown out too.
Yes. So, the funny thing about that is that was during a comment on a motion. So prior to that, Candace handed me the microphone so I could comment. And then she didn't like what I was saying, so she tried to rip it out of my hand. But you can see she also ripped the microphone out of multiple people's hands. And it was interesting, at the county meeting on Tuesday, the different sergeant of arms said, it's important not to rip a microphone out of someone's hands, because if you scratch them, that meets the definition for assault. So that is not an appropriate action. That should never be done, especially not by anyone who doesn't want to have any legal troubles.
Yeah. You would think that the golden rule kind of thing. These are things that you learned in kindergarten, people. Don't do stuff like this. So, Annabella, I'm sure you have a lot to say.
You know, it's really funny. I heard that somebody at the MCRC meeting stated that it was actually Brian or somebody who was ripping out the microphone out of person's hands. Maybe that person, I can't think of her name now. I think it was Carrie Cox that mentioned that it was somebody that we had actually ripped. She must have forgot what team she was on that day. It was actually her and Candace, that did that. Incredibly rude, so disrespectful. If the microphone is handed to somebody, you guys, we have to know our Robert's rules. We definitely do. That's how you can fight smart too. Know your bylaws like the back of your hand, or constitute, assign somebody inside the legislative district on your team, 5 people who are experts at this kind of stuff, who have studied it. And you guys can delegate and really team together to do the right thing. I mean, that's important. So
we've got about 2 minutes or so left. Let's go around the room. If there's anybody that needs to say anything, clear the air, because they've been attacked literally for months now. So Brian, you start.
Yeah, so one more thing I wanted to say is at that county meeting, Candace and her team, they had found out that a bunch of LD3 PCs were gonna come during public comment and comment. And so historically, the meeting room is unlocked at approximately 6:30, maybe sometimes it's early at 6 p.m. Well, what Candace and her team did was a Democrat tactic that they use at school boards. They somehow convinced the sergeant at arms to appear like an hour and a half early before the room was even opened with the sign-in sheet so they could fill out all the people apparently weren't even there, fill out all the public speaking spots so that they could pack the public comment, which is a Democrat tactic they use at school boards all the time. And then I guess they left. So when people came, the room was unlocked at 6:30. They got in there and the sign up to speak was already full. So that's the kind of underhanded tactics that we're dealing with. And I'm telling you that the division between these establishment types that will do anything, lie, cheat, steal, break rules, you know, pack public comment, they look and act exactly like Democrats. And the other thing that happened during that meeting is they're playing the victim. There was all these people that stood up and they said, I have an anonymous letter of someone who feels threatened and they're afraid to go to these meetings. Yeah, an anonymous person who's a victim, right? That was what they did, and that's what the Democrats do. They just constantly play the victim, but they couldn't name a single incident where any of them were actually injured. They said, oh, someone punched someone on the back or something. I don't know anything about that. But we have on video, like, ripping the microphone out of my hand. The first vice chair was physically shouldered by Candace Zarni when she ran out with the ballots. That's much closer to assault. And their side gets very upset, cursing all the time like a sailor. So they're just projecting.
All right, we got less than a minute left. So let's go around the room real quick. Michelle.
So we just want the rules to apply for everybody. So that way there's no favoritism. And we want justice for those who don't follow the rules.
KJ.
I just want everybody to remember we need to pray. So they do that. Pray for those people that are blinded by the truth. Hopefully they'll have an epiphany and they will see the truth. Hopefully they can start praying so that their eyes are open.
Annabella.
I'm going to absolutely echo what KJ just said and everybody that said what they did. Prayer is ultimately what we have done. That is ultimately what we have agreed upon. We're all learning more about what it looks like to be in a spiritual war and how to armor up. And I'm just really excited for this next season where we're going to be looking for a perfect slate, a really good slate to get good people in there that are honest, that respect the rules, respect, you know, fairness amongst all of the PCs, not just one side, one faction of the legislative district, because we do really have to link arms. We're all fighting the same exact thing, and that's communism. And ultimately Luciferianism also. Mm-hmm. So we really have to put our focus there, and anybody who doesn't agree that that's where we're at, they need to be left behind and we need to move forward.
Well said, everybody. And thank you all so much for coming on. As usual, it's an incredible crew, the rock stars of LD3. And I encourage everybody to get on the battlefield. Join us. We are recruiting the warriors and the people who want to become them. You got to stand up, speak up, and show up. So go to savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us. I want you to subscribe. And then the one-click email campaign is going to be launched. We need everybody in the country to be doing this. And then contacting the legislators. Their phone numbers are going to be in there. I'm tagging them on social media and demanding this investigation. Put up the one of Wendy Rogers, my favorite one. And I'm going to launch the Arizona Corruption Exposed Take Action Toolkit. It's going to have everything that's been going on for the past 2 weeks here in Arizona. So that way when somebody says, well, I don't believe them, or we've proven it's not true, you're going to have all the facts. So let's go ahead and get the narrative, the correct one straight. Watch episode 461 with Thaler and Brager and Christine Reagan. And again, do the Substack. I'm going to take care of releasing that tomorrow. And you're going to do the one-click email campaign. 2 minutes. 2 minutes a day. Less than 2 minutes. You're going to do it every day. You're going to tell 10 of your friends, and everybody in the country needs to get behind us. Because if we do not get this investigation done, then it's going to be the same old stuff. And literally the state, country, it's done. It's done. Because if you're elected officials, then they're not elected. They're selected. If they don't listen to you, then how are you going to get anything accomplished? You can't. You can't. So this is the last stand. This is the last stand. So as Jesus says, stand in the gap. And as Annabella mentions, all for the children. And, you know, we say that on the show, and Jesus rocks all the time. So go to savemyfreedom.us, get involved, take action, pray, plan, take action, stand up, show up, speak up, and join us. We'll do this together, you guys. Have a great weekend.